find her with black hair and blue eyes, duly impressed. Back at her place, this time fully dressed. She showed me around some, and I should have been a goner when I noticed a shrine that was built in my honor. Candles and incense burned in oblivion. Artifacts and photos, I almost had a heart attack. I fell through a trapdoor and landed on a bed of nails. Flat on my back yet again, and it never fails. She whispered on my neck and the pain went away. I opened my mouth but then forgot what I meant to say. I felt rather nervous and slightly delirious. She told me she loved me and said that she was serious. Then I went numb and froze like a dummy. She said happy birthday and pointed at her tummy. A cloud swallowed the sun, the hour hand bent. I didn't know then what any of it meant. We unscrewed ourselves and made up new identities. Walked across the water and slaughtered all our enemies. 100 square feet was all the space we needed. I threw up my hands because I knew I was defeated. Promises were thrown around just like confetti, and broken as easily as uncooked spaghetti. Our fuses were short and we went off like rockets. She gave me a kiss and then I emptied my pockets. Nothing to do but to lay low and hide out. We sought shelter until the fireworks died out. The world was too much for us, made instead for insomniacs. We played dead or else just stayed in bed. Desperate for escape, we both needed a chance to go it alone and by the seat of our pants. Joined at the hips, we took on the dreaded test. Covered our eyes, crossed our fingers and headed west.